Hiya guys, it's 19th of July, it's about 5 in the evening, and I meant to do this boom ages ago, and I either didn't have a time or I kept forgetting to do it, so I thought I'll do it now. I've got loads of clean clothes on the floor, because my mother said she's going to put it on my bed, but she decided to put it on my floor instead. Anyway, I think it was before Easter. I'm not sure when, but I did some hot stone massage back in college, and I decided to buy some hot stones to treat my clients with them. So I've got a massive machine that we put water in it. Just got my weighing scales there. You put a towel at the bottom, then you put water in it, you put the stones in and plug it in, and it heats up. I'm going to take the lid off it because it's on my floor under my desk and it's really big, so I'm not going to take it out. It's some kind of metal, as you can hear. It's special metal, so it won't burn, obviously. And it's a rectangular, massive box, and the lid has a handle at the top to be able to lift it to get the stones out, and on the side of it has a hole where a thermometer goes. Oh shit, I just broke the thermometer. I leave it there, but I never use it because obviously I can't see it. Sometimes my mum looks, more of curiosity than anything else. Right, which way does that go? I think it goes in this way. No. Put it back together. There you go. So yeah. And you put the thermometer, it's like a long thermometer that you usually put on your windows, really. And you put it through this hole. And then, obviously when, it won't go through the hole now. That means I've put it in the wrong way, did I? No, not good enough. And then obviously it goes inside the water, and it measures the temperature. But I don't bother using it. I'm trying to put the thermometer back in. Put it through, however. Unless the box goes in this way. Yeah, there we go. What was I saying? And obviously it measures the temperature. but I don't bother with it. I leave it for 45 minutes and then use it. You can feel it. It's got a spoon. Where is that spoon? Here. It's like a... feels like plastic, but it's woody plastic. It's really weird with holes in it. And you scoop the stones out with that, and then the box is, it has a box and a box, so the bottom box is the one that heats it up, and then the box inside the box is where you put the rocks and the water in, and then on the front of it, it's got a dial where you can change the temperatures, and it clicks when you change it. I don't know if you can hear that, but let's try again. So, when it clicks, that means the temperatures turn on, and you can put it to low, medium, or high. I usually start with low, because when you heat the machine up, it does stink a bit of burning, but nothing actually burns. The first time we turned it on, it had some sparks going, but not like proper. It didn't have sparks, I lied. It had like steamy smoke coming out of it, but as but apparently happens the first time we turn it on, and I've used it twice so far. Put that spoon there. And then in a separate bag here, I have stones. I've got 78 stones here. I never seen something. The stones you used back at college, there were only six, and the machine was totally different because you didn't heat it up with water. You just had those special pegs that you put the stones on, and you plugged it in, and that's how it heated it up. So I got a bit confused at the beginning. We had to look it up on the internet. It only had six. This one has 78, and it has massive, medium, little, tiny, very tiny. I've got the biggest one in my hand, which is the size from the beginning of my palm to the middle way of my fingers. That's how big it is lengthwise, and it's as wide as my hand, nearly, without counting the little finger and the thumb. So the three middle fingers, that's how wide it is. And then the smallest ones, which I haven't unwrapped yet because I haven't used them, are really tiny, and you can use them for the eyelids, to put them on eyelids, on face. Basically, they're all for different parts of the body. There's six of them, chakras. There's few for back, few for legs, hands, arms, neck, face, eyelids, and you can put oil in them, though I haven't. I don't put oils in it because I massage with stones, I don't just put them on and leave them. I actually massage with them. So before I start the stone massage, I actually massage for a bit of normal. My special pat oils that I mix up, and then I massage with the stones. And because the back is covered with oils, the stones get covered with oils, and then the water gets filled with oils because of the stones, so the whole room starts to smell nice. So I got this from internet, and the thing that really annoyed me, it asked what plug you want, because it wasn't coming from the UK. I think it came from Germany, but I could be lying. And we said UK, and it didn't turn up with a UK plug. It turned up with those European ones where you have two thingies rather than three. But we actually have the exchangeable thing that you plug in. It's got English side on one side, and then European side on the other side, and then I have to use that to be able to work it. It's quite good. It's quite a lot of my clients, the people I massaged with in college, liked it, and here they liked it. So when I move out, I'm definitely gonna use it, because when I move out, I want a room that's just going to be specific for a massage, so I can actually leave the machine there. Now it's in my room, and if I want to massage, I have to go to my kitchen, and it's a lot of effort moving it up and down stairs and stuff. That's a reason why I only used it twice. I used it once on my auntie and once on my mum here, and then I used it on a few people back at college, but I didn't use my stuff, I used the college's stuff. So yeah, it's quite interesting, I really like it. It doesn't burn you if you know how you're doing it. You think it'll burn you, but it doesn't. It's quite hot at the beginning, so you might flinch a little bit, but then as soon as your skin gets used to it, you just fall asleep. Especially the way I do it, because quite a lot of spas put the stones on and cover you with a towel and leave it. But in my opinion, that's not... It is beneficial, but not fully beneficial. So the way I do it, in my opinion, is much better. So I might be using these soon, depending on what I'm doing. But I meant to do, because I bought these ages ago. I think it was just after Christmas or just before Christmas.